Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we'll hear from City Administrator Mike Nardini, and he's going to tell us about preparations for RAGBRAI coming through Pella and also about some of the other summer projects that are planned for the city.
All right. Well, Mike, at the council meeting last night, in a policy and planning session, you guys talked about RAGBRAI possibly coming through Pella.
Yes, Brad. And first and foremost, thanks for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs with you. And as you mentioned at the council meeting, we talked about the opportunity the city has is to be a pass-through community for RAGBRAI, which is tentatively scheduled to occur on Thursday, July 25th. And so what council discussed last night was the opportunity to be a pass-through community and some of the logistics that would be involved in obligations on behalf of the city if we were to be a pass-through community. And ultimately, at the end of the discussion, what won out and what council decided is we thought this event would be a very positive event for the community. It would be a good opportunity for our local businesses, and it's strongly supported by the Chamber of Commerce. So the city decided to go ahead and make an application to be a pass-through community on Thursday, July 25th with that.
So what are some of the obligations that the city would have as part of that?
RAGBRAI will take coordination on behalf of the city staff, namely our police department coordinating traffic to riders through the community if we are chosen as a pass-through community, Brad. And in addition, when you look at our public works staff and our park staff, one of the things that we need to keep in mind is that to host that number of riders for a pass-through community, you have things such as garbage and trash removal, all sorts of coordination as far as blocking off streets and just city staff in general. It will tax our city staff as far as the coordination is concerned. But ultimately, centered on last night, is we think it'll be a very positive event for the community, an opportunity for potential increased revenues for the local businesses. And we, after weighing out the opportunities versus some of the potential costs to the city, we thought it was a good opportunity for the city.
Well, that's going to be over summer, and there's also some construction projects, some community service projects planned for over the summer. Tell me a little bit about those.
Yes, Brad, and I'll be happy to. 2013 is shaping up to be a very busy year for the city of Pella, and as you mentioned, kind of a nice little lead-in with RAGBRAI talking about summer events, but this year is shaping up as far as street construction projects. We'll have several of them going around the community. First and foremost, to talk about a project that's scheduled to begin shortly after Tulip Time would be the renovation of the intersection of Broadway and Washington Street. We're hoping to kick that project off and completely reconstruct that intersection shortly after Tulip Time and hopefully have it done early in the fall of this year, right around $180,000 project, Brad. It's important for the listeners to understand when we talk about that particular intersection, our intention is to keep the traffic open on east-west on Washington Street as well. So there'll be some coordination from the city staff involved with that particular project. A second street project that we will be doing this summer as well is the renovation of Hazel Street from Washington up to Jefferson Street. Overall, for the city, it's right around a $600,000 project, so it's a rather significant project for the city of Pella as well. Like the Broadway and Washington intersection project, we hope to initiate that project shortly after Tulip Time, and the tentative completion date would be the fall of later this year as well. So in addition to those two street projects, what council will be determining later this spring is we plan on renovating 8 to 9 city residential blocks. When we will hold a separate work session to determine the exact blocks that we will be doing as far as residential street improvements, and we anticipate those improvements will be taking place during the fall as well, during 2013. And most of those improvements, important to understand, Brad, when we talk about those particular blocks, they'll be residential or street overlay projects, asphalt overlay projects, so the street closures will be minimized during that, but it'll still be an active year as far as street construction-wise. And overall, it's important for the listeners to understand that the city intends to renovate 25% of our streets within the next 12 years. In order to do that, we need to be renovating 8 to 9 city blocks on an annual basis. So definitely with the Hazel Street project, and along with the Broadway and Washington Street intersection project, plus 8 to 9 city blocks this year, it'll be a busy year for street construction. In addition, we have another large construction project that we intend to complete hopefully initiate and complete this year will be the Pella Sports Park. Currently, that project is on target to have a bid letting in the spring. And if we were to proceed with construction, we're looking to actually have construction take place during the summer and fall of 2013 with the goal of having a tentative opening in the spring of 2014. So hopefully we can keep that project on track. But as you said, it's shaping up to be a very busy year for the city of Pella. We're blessed to have a number of projects ongoing in the community, Brad. We'll definitely have our hands full with it, but we're tickled pink to be undertaking this number of projects in the community.
Well, good luck trying to coordinate all those projects and having RagBrite come through, and along with Tulip Time as well.
Yeah, you bet, Brad. And, you know, with the city of Pella, like you said, from our staff, we're very fortunate to have a very talented city staff in Pella. Very proud of our staff. And as you said, we'll have our hands full this year, but that's what makes life interesting. And we have another number of significant projects for the community. And we're also looking, as far as Tulip Time and RagBrite potentially, too, as being an active partner in both those community celebrations as well.
All right, well, thanks very much for talking with me.
Brad, once again, thanks for having me here today. It's always a pleasure.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we heard from City Administrator Mike Nardini. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.